Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today we're talking about the remarkable efforts of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, who've spent 35 years defending our freedoms online. In the digital world, boundaries are disappearing almost as fast as new ones are drawn around us. No walled gardens, no gilded cages, that's EFF's commitment to us all. In a rapidly shifting technological landscape, the importance of digital rights and freedoms is more vital than ever before. EFF's work is an answer to the increasing encroachment of corporations, governments, and data brokers on our rights. Their mission, and the part you play in it, makes the difference between technology serving us or restricting us. Let's break down just what the EFF stands for and why their role is so critical in today's society. Their central focus is safeguarding our online freedoms through a combination of legal advocacy, education, and community action. When the government overreaches, EFF challenges them through strategic litigation and pushes for transparency and accountability. Think about their ongoing efforts in the courts, striving to make sure our rights aren't trampled or quietly eroded away. But the EFF doesn't just fight in courtrooms. They make digital rights accessible and understandable through educational resources for the public. Their outreach helps ordinary people understand how things like encryption or surveillance affect them, and what actions they can take. On top of that, EFF creates opportunities for tech users to actively reclaim their space in the digital world. Through collaborations and events, they reinforce a sense of community and collective power. And this isn't just theoretical. These are real-world impacts, with real-world consequences. They're always on the lookout for new threats, including efforts from both big business and governments trying to undermine digital privacy. As technology becomes more entwined with every part of our lives, defending personal privacy is increasingly critical. Encryption is a cornerstone of these safeguards, and the EFF's stance is unwavering. We can't talk about digital rights today without addressing how important encryption is in resisting surveillance and maintaining freedom of expression. But encryption is just one part of the battle. Another is pushing back against the spread of intrusive surveillance. It's not just the state watching us, but corporations and shadowy data brokers eager to profit from our information. One recent study, and this is staggering, found that 43% of data brokers registered in California simply ignored requests from people wanting access to their own data. When almost half of these companies don't comply with legitimate requests, it's a sign that consumer privacy is still under constant threat. EFF is pushing hard for reforms within laws like the California Consumer Privacy Act, urging authorities to give individuals a private right of action. That means ordinary people would have the power to take legal action against data brokers violating their privacy rights, instead of always relying on government intervention. In the meantime, though, companies keep developing ways to track or profile us, whether it's on our phones, online, or in the physical world. The now infamous Apple AirTag, for example, opened a whole new can of worms when it arrived, enabling helpful tracking, yes, but also paving the way for much darker uses. That's the constant tension in tech. Innovations with great uses, but also huge risks, especially for our privacy and autonomy. Addressing ethical dilemmas like these is at the very heart of the EFF, and their approach is all about empowering us to make informed decisions. And that's where the community element comes back into play. Every year, major InfoSec conferences like DEFCON, Black Hat USA, and B-Sides LV in Las Vegas become gathering points for the best minds in cybersecurity and digital rights. This year, EFF is there in force, supporting security researchers, lending legal expertise, and making sure that the wider tech community is equipped to defend digital rights. If you're heading to one of these conferences, don't miss their expo areas where you can play a part in supporting the digital freedoms movement. There'll be activities like the EFF Benefit Poker Tournament and their legendary Tech Trivia Contest, making advocacy accessible and fun. And they're not just playing games. Alongside these events, there's a robust calendar of talks and discussions covering privacy, free expression, and online safety. These conversations are more important than ever as new threats emerge and as laws try to play catch-up with technical innovation. Recent legislative pushes include moves to regulate tech's effect on mental health and curb the darkest corners of digital exploitation. It's up to civil society and groups like the EFF to make sure these laws serve the public interest, rather than becoming tools for censorship or expanded state control. Advocacy doesn't stop there. Technology itself is constantly evolving, from the rise of artificial intelligence to the software supply chain. Transparency in software development is a crucial frontier in this struggle, especially as so much public life depends on these digital systems. Enter the Software Bill of Materials, or SBOM, a project from the Linux Foundation, aiming to map out the complex components in open source and proprietary software. The EFF's advocacy here is all about making sure that security and transparency aren't just afterthoughts, but are baked in from the start. It's amazing to see the open source community and digital rights advocates coming together to call for higher standards across the industry. Meanwhile, companies are racing to respond to concerns around AI, from GitHub automating project workflows to Delta Airlines, clarifying how they use AI for pricing. Regulators and the public want to know what's driving these algorithms, and if they're fair, transparent, and ethical. EFF is front and center in these debates, working to make sure that innovation doesn't come at the cost of our fundamental rights. Their work with businesses underscores how digital rights, transparency, and ethics can align if all stakeholders are held accountable. All of this underscores just how important public engagement is and how vital it is to have supporters who care. Whether it's donating, volunteering, or simply informing your friends about digital rights, your involvement makes a tangible difference. One of EFF's greatest strengths is bringing together ordinary people, technologists, and even businesses to work toward a fairer, more equitable internet. The digital future isn't set in stone. It's shaped every day by those who step up to defend openness and freedom for everyone. If these issues matter to you, consider supporting EFF or similar organizations fighting for the public's right to privacy, free expression, and due process. Even spreading awareness can help build that community of informed and active digital citizens. Before we finish, I want to emphasize just how much EFF's work matters, not just for hackers, lawyers, or activists, but for everyone who uses technology. The choices made today about privacy, security, and control will affect every single one of us, now and into the future. Supporting these efforts, being informed and vocal, is a path toward shifting technology's role from something that limits us to something that empowers and liberates. It's about building a world where technology is a tool for connection, for opportunity, and for justice, not surveillance or control. EFF's vision is a world where digital power is balanced, where individuals have a say, and where your rights don't vanish the moment you log on. As we look towards tomorrow's digital frontiers, let's ensure our voices shape the future, not just the devices in our hands. To wrap things up, here's how you can be part of this movement. If you care about a world with no walled gardens or gilded cages, consider getting involved, whether by donating, volunteering, or simply learning as much as you can. Every bit counts, and together, we can push back against surveillance, data misuse, and restrictions on our autonomy. Visit EFF's website for resources, updates, and ways to take action. And let's keep the internet a space for all of us, open, safe, and free. That's all for today's episode. Thanks for listening.